Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Over the course of the last few years, we have all been horrified and mesmerized by a whole series of natural disasters. I'm sure all of you remember the earthquake in Japan a year ago. We watched on TV as the huge tsunami it generated rolled in, sweeping away buildings, sweeping away cars that we knew had people in them who were trying to flee the water, eventually taking over 18,000 lives and causing a nuclear meltdown and shutting down much of the Japanese auto industry for months and causing unspeakable human suffering. Last month, it was Hurricane Sandy, the so-called perfect storm, coinciding with high tide and running directly into a huge cold front, taking 100 lives, causing $15 billion in damage, meanwhile, shutting down much of the East Coast just a week before the election. Meanwhile, during the same time as Sandy was getting ready to hit us, I had just come back from a fact-finding mission regarding refugees in the Middle East, with particular focus on people fleeing the civil war in Syria. My full 20-page single-space report is available for your reading pleasure on the diocesan website, DOLR, Diocese of Little Rock, DOLR.org. The suffering I describe in that report, that these people, through a human-created disaster, are suffering, is overwhelming. But words are unable to communicate fully the gut-wrenching human drama being played out in individual lives. When will it all end? No one knows when. But one day it will all come to an end. And just like all human and natural disasters come to an end. And afterwards, people do find a way to rebuild their lives. In today's gospel, Jesus uses even more terrifying language to describe his second coming. The sun and the moon will be darkened. Stars will fall down out of the sky. Meanwhile, angels will gather the elect to save them from the worst of the disaster that will befall the rest of humanity. Just as with the Japanese earthquake and tsunami, Jesus' second coming will occur suddenly at a time when no one expects. And just like with Hurricane Sandy, the devastation will weigh most heavily on those who are most exposed and least prepared. But in addition to Jesus' basic message in today's gospel, that we must therefore always be prepared, he also assures us of something else, that if we are faithful, he will come to our rescue. We may, you and I, may, and in fact will, face disasters in this life. Anyone who lives long enough will experience trouble, including personal calamities that can sometimes be more personally devastating than most natural disasters. But none of these need cause our ultimate destruction, not even those for whom this happens to be the moment when they will pass from this life to the next. This is confirmed by what we experience already in this life, namely that no matter how painful the loss or the disappointment, Jesus enables us somehow, eventually, to put the loss behind us and move forward with our lives. That is how Mark portrays Jesus in today's gospel. In time of disaster, the Son of Man will come with power and glory. This builds on what Daniel writes in our first reading. It shall be a time unsurpassed in distress. At that time, your people will escape. Everyone who is found written in the book. When speaking of Jesus' second coming, theologians point out, I don't know if Will has gotten to this point in his studies yet or not, but theologians point out that it is both already and not yet. Their technical terms are realized eschatology and future eschatology. It's both. It's not yet, because today's calamities are just a small foretaste of much worse final calamities associated with Jesus' final coming, which we see in today's gospel have not yet occurred. The sun is still up, well, not right now, but the moon is up there right now, and the stars have not yet started to fall. Okay. But it is already also, because God is love, and the love of God, Jesus coming in power and might into our lives, the love of God that we can experience in Jesus amid difficulties that we already face is already a present reality for those who entrust their lives to Him and put their confidence in Him despite what adversities they're having to deal with. This also enables us to encounter Jesus tangibly and really present in the Eucharist, which is not only the sacrament of Jesus' self-sacrificing love on Calvary 2,000 years ago, which it certainly is, but it's also something else. It's also the sacrament of healing, of comfort, of His abiding presence, His real presence with us here and now, amid whatever we're dealing with, especially when we need Him the most.